Chapter 6. Psychokinesis. A new scientific truth does not triumph by convincing its opponents and making them see the light, but rather because its opponents eventually die, and a new generation grows up that is familiar with it. Max Planck. It is a fool's prerogative to utter truths that no one else will speak. Shakespeare. One day, the gods meet in the heavens and complain about the sorry state of humanity. They are disgusted by our vain, silly, and pointless follies. But one god takes pity on us and decides to conduct an experiment, to grant one very ordinary person unlimited power. How will a human react to becoming a god, they ask. That dull, average person is George Fotheringay, a haberdasher, who suddenly finds himself with godly powers. He can make candles float, change the color of water, create splendid meals, and even conjure up diamonds. At first, he uses his power for amusement and for doing good deeds. But eventually, his vanity and lust for power overtake him, and he becomes a power-thirsty tyrant, with palaces and riches beyond belief. Intoxicated with this unlimited power, he makes a fatal mistake. He arrogantly commands the earth to stop rotating. Suddenly, unimaginable chaos erupts as fierce winds hurl everything into the air at 1,000 miles per hour, the rotation rate of the earth. All of humanity is swept away into outer space. In desperation, he makes his last and final wish, to return everything to the way it was. This is the storyline of the movie The Man Who Could Work Miracles, 1936, based on the 1911 short story by H.G. Wells. It would later be readapted into the movie Bruce Almighty, starring Jim Carrey. Of all the powers ascribed to ESP, psychokinesis, or mind over matter, or the ability to move objects by thinking about them, is by far the most powerful, essentially the power of a deity. The point made by Wells in his short story is that godlike powers also require godlike judgment and wisdom. Psychokinesis figures prominently in literature, especially in the Shakespearean play The Tempest, where the sorcerer Prospero, his daughter Miranda, and the magical sprite Ariel are stranded for years on a deserted island due to the treachery of Prospero's evil brother. When Prospero learns that his evil brother is sailing on a boat in his vicinity, in revenge, Prospero summons his psychokinetic power and conjures up a monstrous storm, causing his evil brother's ship to crash onto the island. Prospero then uses his psychokinetic powers to manipulate the fate of the hapless survivors, including Ferdinand, an innocent, handsome youth whom Prospero engineers into a love match with Miranda. The Russian writer Vladimir Nabokov noted that The Tempest bears striking similarity to a science fiction tale. In fact, about 350 years after it was written, The Tempest was remade into a 1956 science fiction classic called Forbidden Planet, in which Prospero becomes the brooding scientist Morbius, the sprite becomes Robbie the robot, Miranda becomes Morbius's beautiful daughter Altera, and the island becomes the planet Altair 4. Gene Roddenberry, creator of the Star Trek series, acknowledged that Forbidden Planet was one of the inspirations for his TV series. More recently, psychokinesis was the central plot idea behind the novel Carrie, 1974, by Stephen King, which propelled an unknown poverty-stricken writer into the world's number one writer of horror novels. Carrie is a painfully shy, pathetic high school girl who is despised as a social outcast and hounded by her mentally unstable mother. Her only consolation is her psychokinetic power, which apparently runs in her family. In the final scene, her tormentors deceive her into thinking she will be prom queen and then spill pig's blood all over her new dress. In a final act of revenge, Carrie mentally locks all the doors, electrocutes her tormentors, burns down the schoolhouse, and unleashes a suicidal firestorm that consumes most of downtown, destroying herself in the process. The theme of psychokinesis in the hands of an unstable individual was also the basis of a memorable Star Trek episode entitled Charlie X, about a young man from a distant colony in space who is criminally unstable. Instead of using his psychokinetic power for good, he uses it to control other people and bend their will to his own selfish desires. If he is able to take over the Enterprise and reach Earth, he could unleash planetary havoc and destroy the planet. Psychokinesis is also the power of the Force, wielded by the mythical society of warriors called the Jedi Knights in the Star Wars saga.